Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. The Watchtower Society said that Jesus Christ returned invisibly in 1914. Let's dig into the Word of God. Now, the Watchtower Society, that's the group known as the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're based right now in upstate New York, in Warwick, New York. They previously were based in Brooklyn, New York. Whenever you go over to Brooklyn Bridge, I remember you'd see the building. If you're going from Brooklyn, you'd see it to the left. Nice looking buildings. But unfortunately, it represents a group of people who preach a counterfeit gospel, and ultimately a counterfeit Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to touch on that teaching here. As I said, they teach that Jesus returned invisibly in 1914. You'll find that in their book. They have a book called Reasoning Through the Scriptures, so you'll be able to find that if you have that book. You'll find that teaching. Also, you can find in Wikipedia online. And when they talk about the Watchtower Society, it tells us that the Watchtower Society publications teach that Jesus Christ returned invisibly and began to rule in heaven as king in October 1914. So it's a false teaching, obviously, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to dig into the Word of God. I'll show you the scriptures to disprove that false teaching. You know, basically, the Watchtower Society, they believe that Jesus is now ruling through the Watchtower Society. And this is the group known as Jehovah's Witnesses. So as I said, you know, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What saith the Scriptures? Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." Hallelujah. I love saying that word. Back there in verse 7, it says, "And all the kindreds," the word in Greek for that word, kindreds, by the way, is phule, P-H-U-L-E. Very important. I'm going to show you why. So all the kindreds of the earth, they're going to be wailing, folks, the return of Jesus Christ. And it makes it clear that every eye shall see him. And the Watchtower Society, they come up with all sorts of things to say that this is not a, you're not going to actually see him with the eye. And it's, I don't want to go into that. You read it if you want. But I'm telling you, folks, this is something when it takes place, whether we're here or not, I don't know. You might be. But who's ever alive at the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, they are going to see him. Every eye, all across the world. Oh, yes. Every eye shall see the coming of the Lord. So that word, as I said, kindreds, phule. And so this is a great event that's going to take place. And verse 8, I put that in there also just to show you that the one who is coming is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the Lord, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. So hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. I'm going to stay right there. I've done this before. Revelation 1, same chapter, verse 11, saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." Good to stick to Revelation 1 if you're ever getting into any talk with a Jehovah's Witness. These are good verses to remember. I've used them many times, and I bring them up so that you would remember them too. So what I did there, I showed you in verse 11 that the Alpha and Omega and the first and the last are the same person. So now I'm going to take you to Revelation 1, 17 and 18. Let's see what it says. It says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So we see here the first and the last. And he says in verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead. So obviously we're talking about Jesus Christ. So if Jesus Christ is the person that we're talking about, we know that he's coming again. This is the one who's coming again. This is what you need to know. So let's go now. We're going to go to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Look at that. You shall be witnesses unto me. Unto who? Unto Christ. Unto Jesus Christ. You see, I've had many conflicts, I should say, or talks or whatever with the Jehovah's Witnesses. Sometimes you meet them out on the street. They'll see you handing out tracts and you get into little mini debates, I'll call them. And it's right here. You shall be witnesses unto me. They like to say that Jehovah, that's why they call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. And we're witnesses unto Jesus. It's so clear here. You shall be witnesses unto me. So verse 9, Acts 1, 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So, couldn't be any clearer. By the way, those two men dressed in white, they were angels. So, here you have angels speaking to the disciples who were gazing there. Their mouths were hanging open, probably, as Jesus is going up. That's where you want to be, folks. You want to go up, okay? So, he's going up. And basically the angels said, why are you standing here gazing? The same way he's going up is the same way he's coming down again. You are going to see Jesus Christ come again if you are alive at that time. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Hallelujah. The word for tribes there is the word phule. And if you remember what I said to you from the beginning when I started out, I quoted Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, and the word for kindreds was phule, P-H-U-L-E, the Greek. So we see here that same Greek word is used to translate the word tribe. So it all dovetails perfectly together. That's the way God's word works, folks. So we know that the Son of Man is coming. The Son of Man is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the Almighty. He's coming again. When he comes again, ladies and gentlemen, he is coming to judge. Don't ever forget that. So some good stuff here, folks. Let's go to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. There it is again. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without or outside are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Now look at that. He says, I am the root and the offspring of David. What does that mean? If you're the root obviously the root comes before the offspring. It's speaking here. It's trying to tell us that Jesus is the creator. He was David's Lord, okay? So he says, I'm the root and the offspring of David. So you know that Jesus Christ was often called the son of David. So he was the promise to inherit the throne of David. So powerful, folks, when you see here that the Lord is the eternal Lord, he's the eternal Christ, and yet he came, he was manifest in the flesh. So this is what it's talking about, the offspring of David. I mean, this is incredible stuff. This is the beauty of the scriptures. And he says, I'm the bright and morning star. So Revelation 22, again, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So, the scriptures, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, refuting that false counterfeit teaching of the Watchtower Society, of the Jehovah's Witness people, that Jesus returned invisibly in 1914. My, oh my, that's an atrocity. That's heresy. So I want to encourage you folks, especially the born-again believers, obviously, you love the Lord. I'm here to tell you today, don't be fooled when these people come knocking on your doors with these teachings, with their little Watchtower Society books, the Watchtower Awake magazine. When I lived in New York, I used to see them all the time in the subways. They'd be standing there sometimes three or four in a row. And what they do, very nicely dressed people, by the way, they'll be holding their little magazine right in front of them, like chest high. You'll see them out on the street. As I said, I've had many, many talks with these people from the Watchtower Society. They're nice people, but hear me, they're deceived people. They need the Lord. They do not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. That's why I quoted those scriptures, by the way. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. They believe that Jesus Christ is a God, you see? So all these little things, folks, hopefully I'll be able to get more bullets out to you, little small teachings for you to grow in the Lord. You can use these things. They'll come to memory as you witness into them, perhaps in your workplace or on the street, whatever. Be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ.